Hello, welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray together as we come to God's word. Gracious Heavenly Father, we bow down in your presence and we acknowledge that you are the most holy God. Lord Jesus Christ, as we draw near to our most holy God, we recognize that you are the Son who is above all and in all, and we bow down before you. We submit ourselves at your feet to acknowledge that you must be Lord of our lives as well as Master of our salvation. And we pray that we may learn how to walk in your ways day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, until you call us to yourself or you come for us and return. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're reading from Joshua chapter 5 and the last few verses from that chapter, from verse 13. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. You've heard the expression, "this time it's personal." And we've seen in these preceding chapters how God is preparing his people, his called out people, to possess the land of promise, the promises that he has given to Abraham, their forefather. We have seen how he's brought them across the Jordan on dry land, how they have recircumcised the generation that grew up in the desert that didn't actually have that done according to the covenant, and how they kept the Passover, and thus they remembered where they have come from, where their roots are in these promises that God brought to Abraham, to Moses. So here they are on the verge of years of fighting a massive war to inherit and to take possession of the land of God's promise to them. What do the people of God need from the leader that God has appointed? We have seen how God has installed Joshua in the place of Moses and has exhorted the people to trust him and to commit themselves to him. "As I was with Moses," he says, "so I will be with you." So what do the people need from their leader? And here we see that this is exactly what God thinks the people need from their leader. Moses had been commissioned to lead the people out of Egypt when he met God at a burning bush. And the words of God to Moses had been, "Take off your shoes, for the ground on which you stand is holy." Here is Joshua's burning bush. What is happening in this place? Well, we read how Joshua sees this armed figure, a fierce, foreboding figure, standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. And he needs to ask that question, so much known of centuries over the ages, friend or foe? But when he asks the question, he gets an unusual answer. "Neither," says the man in front of him. Who is he? He is the commander of the army of Yahweh, the Lord. You'll notice that the word "Lord" in that verse is written all in capitals. That always means this is actually the name, the covenant name of God, that has been used. But notice what Joshua does here. He falls down to the ground in reverence, and he addresses this figure as my Lord. So that is not in capitals. That is a title, not a name. Joshua is acknowledging that this is none other than God himself whom he is confronted with. And he falls on his face to the ground in reverence. Indeed, the man says to him in so many words, the ground on which you stand is holy. Why? Because I am here. What do the people of God need from their leader? They need him to have a personal encounter with God. They need him to have a focused awareness of God's holiness. They need him to know a conviction that this is God's fight, not theirs. And my brother or sister, my friend this morning, here's what you need from your church leaders. But more than that, here's what you need from your own heart. And so my ask to you this morning, my question that I bring to your mind is, you may acknowledge that Jesus is Lord and recognize that God has exalted him. But is he your Lord? You may be aware that God is holiness, but have you taken off your shoes? Do you have that personal insight that says that you cannot come into his presence lightly, that you must deal with this glowing perfection in the presence of which you are revealed to be a sinner? Have you taken off your shoes? You must know that the hardships and difficulties that you face in life, the fight that you are actually moving into, the rest of your life, it's not your fight, it's his. It's what he's doing, you see, in your life that is actually important in how these experiences come to you one by one. Yesterday morning, Simeon, our pastor, preached on the Transfiguration, the mountain where Jesus was transformed and his glory was revealed in front of his disciples. And Peter, James and John had a personal living experience of the very presence of God himself in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. Here is what is happening in this place. This is Jesus who is standing before Joshua, the commander of the Lord's army, Joshua's Lord. I want to ask you today, is he the commander of the Lord's army for you? Is he your Lord? Have you met him? Do you know him? Do you fight for him? Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we come into your presence again, day by day, knowing that your mercies are new every morning, knowing that our sins can only be dealt with at the cross because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And in your Son, we come to you, drawing close to the throne of grace itself in boldness because of how he has prepared us. We pray for everybody who hears this today to know that they have met with you in him. In his name we pray. Amen.